Do you have a referral program for your business, or do you have a referral program that isn't working very well? Or have you wanted to start a referral program, but you're really not too sure how it should all work? Well, if any of those are questions that you have, you are in the right place. Let's get into it on today's Focal Points podcast. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto hosted by Dori Howell. You are in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love. When I'm coaching my clients, one thing that we talk about as far as our marketing strategy is referral programs and if they have one for their business. And many times they do have a referral program, but no one's really taking advantage of it. And it's kind of a traditional program of tell your friends about me, show them that you know, the images that I took. And then when they book a session with me, I will give you a certain amount of studio credit towards your next session. And that's kind of been the norm in our industry for quite some time. And that's not working. That's not working for a lot of people. And so what happens is it's not working. So you don't really invest too much time or energy into the referral program, and you don't have an energy that ever expects it to work. So why is that? Well, let's back up a little bit. If you don't have a referral program, or you've been thinking about maybe adding a referral program, there's a few things to consider about why they're important. I believe every business needs a good, solid referral program. It helps generate new business because you are giving your seal of approval to someone else about your services. I was watching a YouTube video the other day. I think it was Eamon and Beck, and they were talking about buying rental property down in Mexico. And we're talking about the realtor that they hired to help them with this transaction. And basically they said, listen, my friend used this guy. I trust my friend. And they said, you should use this guy too. So guess what? We're using this guy. And that really is kind of how people think about referrals. When someone recommends you to a really, really great restaurant saying, I tried this, you should check it out, chances are you're going to check out that restaurant. The same thing can happen with our businesses. So we want to remember referral programs are mostly important because they generate new business from new people. And it's cost effective. Referral programs do not have to cost any money at all. It can really just be having people refer you to their friends and family. But I believe that you should probably throw a little cash in the game to make it a little juicier, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. Referral programs really build trust because when someone comes to you off of the referral from a friend, they know that they're going to be handled a certain way. And if that friend that referred them enjoyed the process with you and they're similarly situated from values and in socioeconomic ways, that is going to be a really good match for them. It increases customer loyalty because who doesn't want to go back to a store day after day after day when they have points? It's the same reason I go to Sephora all the time. I don't spread my cosmetic buying between a bunch of different stores. If I can get it at Sephora, I'm getting it at Sephora because I get points for everything. Same with my coffee. If I buy through my app at Starbucks, or excuse me, my tea, because those of you who know me know that I do not drink coffee. But I'm not going to every single tea shop or coffee shop in town to get my tea. I'm going to Starbucks. Why am I going to Starbucks? Because I get points with Starbucks. And then I get free drinks with Starbucks. And it kind of is a rolling mechanism. And it keeps me loyal. And it enhances the reputation. A strong referral plan can enhance your reputation in the industry. When people hear positive things about your business from satisfied clients, they are more likely to trust you and respect your brand. So why aren't referral programs working for photographers? What's up with that? If we have great clients and we have people who want their friends and family to come to our business, why aren't they working? Well, there's a few reasons. And I think the initial thing that I said earlier in the podcast about them being set up incorrectly is absolutely true. And there can be a variety of things, but honestly, it needs to have the following features. Your referral program needs to have the following features. It needs to have an incentive for the person who is giving out the referral and also for the person who is getting the referral. So you need to have one for your client and then also for your future client, right? And these can include things like free sessions, discounts on products. It really can be whatever you want it to be. The second feature that your referral program needs to have is it needs to be clearly communicated. First of all, they need to know it exists. Like many times you might mention a referral program in one email or that type of thing, and then people forget about it. But you need to be able to clearly communicate to your clients that this program exists and why it's to their benefit to use it. They need to understand all these things. It needs to be super easy to use. Don't make it complicated. Don't make it be like, oh, have 10 people like this post on Facebook and then go write me a review on Google and then go do this and go do this. Don't make your friends run around the internet, so to speak, to be able to get this referral credit. It needs to be very easy to use and very straightforward. It needs to be somewhat trackable. If you have a very, very popular business and you're getting a lot of referrals, you need to be able to keep track of it so that you don't get caught up in things. And it's easy for people to understand. It needs to be personalized. If you're doing something very personal and you're doing very personal family photography, boudoir photography, there's nothing stopping you from giving a gift in your referral process that isn't personalized as well. This next thing is the biggest mistake that people make in their photography referral systems. Literally the biggest mistake is that the rewards that you give your clients for the referral is not timely. You need to be able to give out these rewards in a timely fashion. It helps reinforce the positive experiences that your clients have with you, and it makes them want to refer you more. So for example, many photographers set up their system so that, listen, when your family and friends hire me, then I'm going to give you a studio credit that you can redeem off your next session. Well, what if you run a business where people are only returning to you for family portraits maybe every 2 to 3 years? They're not really thinking strategically and saying, oh, I'm going to bank that because I can use it 2 years from now. Or if it's a wedding referral, they're not thinking like, oh, well, when my next kid gets married, she can, you know, we can apply the credit to their next wedding. No, that doesn't work. And that's why people don't get excited about them, is because There's nothing there for now. We are an immediate gratification culture, and people want their prizes right away. They don't want to have to wait a few years. So what I suggest when it comes to timeliness is, say you have a referral program and your allotted budget for a referral is $100 within your studio, okay? What I say is divide that up 3 different ways. One is, when the person inquires, even if they don't book you, if the person inquires, send a thank you note with maybe a $10 Starbucks gift card. Everybody loves those. Trust me, everybody loves those. Or an equivalent, maybe a local coffee shop in your area if you want to honor local businesses, or you don't have a Starbucks really close in your area. Something like that. $10 just for getting the inquiry, because that they did their work there. They did their work. They referred you when someone inquired. So send them that. Then when that person actually books their session, maybe send them another gift card or another thank you note or something like that. All right. Then when they actually go to their product session, then you can send them, or their sales appointment, then you can send them a big gift. You can send them maybe an image from their previous session that they didn't order, or you can send them something tangible, right? Along with that, you can send them a gift card towards their next session. But if you're only dealing with studio credit when it comes to your referral programs are not probably going to be working as much in your favor, because people want immediate gratification. People want things in their hand. So my suggestion is, do it a few different times along the way so that it's all these different touch points and you're thanking them. No one gets tired of getting thank you notes or gifts. I promise, they just don't. Can I let you in on a little secret? Now, I know we've just totally interrupted the podcast and we're gonna get back to everything in just a minute, but I wanna share with you my very favorite option from Enphoto that my clients love, and it's what they call their complete set. And it's a 3-in-1 combination product that includes an album or a dream book or photo book, a box and a USB. And you don't have to get the USB, but my clients love having everything all together in one place. And I love the presentation that I can wrap it up in a beautiful bag and just hand it to them. And it's everything that they wanted from their portrait session with me. It's practical, it's a contemporary product, and the complete sets please both print lovers and digital lovers because it includes the best of both worlds. You can tailor this product to meet your needs, and it creates a stunning photo set that will absolutely show your work off in the best way possible. Now, here's the secret. Do you want to get a 75% sample? Are you new to EndPhoto and you're not too sure exactly where to start? Head over to the show notes page, click on my special link, and you can get a special 75% discount and a discount on further purchases for the next calendar year that is unprecedented in our industry. You don't want to miss out on this. Go check out that discount today. Oh, I love those EndPhoto albums so much. And if you have not taken advantage of that offer, I highly recommend you rush over to that focalpointspodcast.com page and grab it before they change it, because it's been there for a while and I have a feeling they might be changing it soon. So take advantage of it while you can. All right, how do you communicate your referral program to your photography clients? This is probably the biggest thing that you can do to boost how people participate in your referral program, is you need to remind people that it's there. A lot of times people send out one email at the end of a transaction, say, hey, remember, you can get this credit next time you book a session, don't forget about it. And they never talk about it again. They never send out an email. They don't talk about it on social media. We know from marketing that you have to remind clients that this is there for them. Do not think that because you've mentioned it once that it is of top of mind all the time. So you need to speak about it. How can you do this? Send out an email every once in a while personally to your clients and say, hey, just a reminder, we have this referral program. This is how it works. Don't forget, if you want to get some really great swag, talk about me to your friends and family. Put it in your email newsletters. Talk about it on your social media. This would be one thing once a month that you could create a piece of content around, and it doesn't have to be complicated. Talk about it on your social media. Include the information about your referral program on your website. That's super, super important. And lastly, talk about it when you're talking with people in person. It can be at a networking meeting. It could be when you're dealing with your clients at the session. But remind them that you have this referral program. It's so important. Take a few minutes at the session itself when you're standing there face to face with your clients, especially if you don't do in-person sales and you're not going to be seeing them again. Take a few minutes out of that session time to talk to them and remind them about their referral program, and then have a half a piece flyer that you can give them that details all the specifics about it. That is going to help you so much. But remember, people don't remember details about your business. It's your job to remind them about those things. And right there, I just listed four ways that you can do that really, really easily. Okay, but here's the rub with a lot of you. You're going to say, but if I remind people about it, it's going to seem like I'm desperate or salesy, and I'm just not comfortable doing that. Here's the deal. People need to be reminded of things. You're busy, right? You forget things. You can't simply remember all the things about your friends' businesses, all the specifics and all the particulars, and have them top of mind all the time. You are not being forward or salesy or pushy if you remind people about programs that you've put in place for them to get gifts. So when you do need to remind them, be genuine. Do it in a genuine way. Let them know that you value their business and you appreciate their referrals. Keep it very, very simple. Use simple language. It doesn't have to be all complicated, but use simple language. And you don't need to use marketing jargon or salesy language to get your point across. It doesn't have to be the, you know, refer people now and get 50% off. And because that just comes across salesy. You can just be like, yeah, I offer this a 50% discount for anyone who sends me a referral. And I would love for you to help spread the word. And I'd love to be able to give you that discount. Be genuinely thankful when people refer their friends and family to you. That is like the biggest honor that you can get as a small business owner, when people are talking about you and sending their people to you. So that's why I said earlier, send those thank you notes, send out those gift cards, send out those gifts. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It can literally be enough to cover one cup of coffee, one thing of iced tea in my case. Be thankful, show that appreciation. The next thing is you can make it personal. Instead of sending out a mass email to your email list, just generically asking them to refer your clients, try reaching out to people individually, personalize the message, and make it specific to their needs and to their people and what you want, the type of session that you want to promote. The more specificity you can give it, the more of a personal touch that you can give it, the higher or the greater chance of having a great outcome. And lastly, use non-intrusive channels when you're talking about these types of things. In any sales method, don't use the intrusive channels. Don't use DMs or text messaging when it comes to things like this. This is a general marketing strategy. You're not personally reaching out to most people. So don't DM them. Don't show up in their text messages for a referral program. But use things like email and social media to remind them. Your email newsletter is a perfect place to do this because they have signed up. They want to hear about your business. This is something that absolutely impacts your business. And if they want to support you, this is something that they want to know about. So this is perfect, perfect content for an email newsletter. It's perfect content for your social media. And it's also perfect content to have to be able to reach out to your clients one-on-one. So if you're going to do it, don't be salesy in the direct channels like text messaging and DMs, especially if you don't want to appear salesy or pushy. Other people don't mind doing that, but if that's something that kind of is rubbing you the wrong way a little bit, those are ways that you can kind of avoid feeling like you're intruding on someone. It's very helpful to know that you can do things specific to your business and it doesn't have to be just like everybody else does it. And the big thing about reminding people about your referral program is do it at the right time, okay? So you definitely, definitely want to do this at the highest emotional point in the transaction. And I always say the highest emotional points in any transaction is when you end the session because you've had such a great time, especially if they've had a great time. And if you're a family photographer, if dad's had a great time, this is the perfect time to bring it up. Or you bring it up when you deliver their beautiful products. Doing it at these two points in the transaction is so, so key because they love you at this point in time. They love you. For those of you who do IPS, do I bring it up in IPS appointments? Yes, I do. But it just kind of depends on the client and what the vibe is during the session because they're also paying me money. Like the time to do it would not be after the slideshow when they're all hyped and emotional about seeing their images where you saying like automatically, oh, well, be sure and refer your friends and family to me, right? Because you can get great gifts. No. That's just salesy and pushy and inappropriate. So I don't usually do it when they're giving me money, but I will do it during those high emotional touch points with my clients. I will remind them that I have a referral program. And then it just funnels into your newsletters and your social media, and it just kind of becomes one of those things you talk about, and it's not as pushy and salesy. So if your referral program is not working, I've given a lot of points here of, first of all, why you need to have one, why it's probably not working, how you can communicate that to clients, and especially for those of you who don't want to come across as pushy or salesy, some more softer touch points that you can use to get this point across that you have this program. The biggest thing you need to remember with referral programs is you need to have an immediate reward and you need to communicate it often. If you are doing those two things in your referral program now, then it is going to work for your business and you will get more clients. And isn't that what we want anyway? It can be a great part of your marketing wheel. Now, for those of you who struggle with marketing, I have an awesome breakthrough marketing program that I would love, love, love for you to be a part of. And if this is something that you need, if you need help with your marketing program, go ahead, go to focalpointspodcast.com, hit the link in the show notes. Let's connect because I would love to help you. Well, my name is Dory. Thanks for joining me today on the Focal Points Podcast. It is brought to you courtesy of my good, good friends at Enphoto, and we will see you next time. Hey, everybody. everyone. I hope you've enjoyed the program. I have a quick request. If you've enjoyed this program or enjoyed other programs that we've brought to you courtesy of Focal Points and InPhoto, I would love for you to head over to Spotify or iTunes and leave us a review. These help us more than you know when it comes to getting the word out about the program and how we can help other photographers who might be dealing with some of the same struggles that you are. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your review today.